Hi, this is Sal. Sally, hope you're doing well. I want to talk about being vulnerable. There's lots of misconception around this. Being vulnerable is not a sign of weakness and something that you should hide deep within the depths of your soul. On the contrary, in my opinion, it's a sign of openness and having the maturity, strength, and leadership that you don't need to know everything about everything, and that you need help in certain areas. That's okay. You don't need to have all the answers. If you know where to and from whom you can get them, and then have the humility to ask for help, advice, and counsel. When you share, you lighten your burden. When you bottle up and buckle up and keep things to yourself, you will negatively impact your growth as a person. That will in turn impact your relationships, both personally and professionally. Take the time and be deliberate to regularly empty out your emotional cup that you have been stuffing for so many years. It is only when you empty it of negative emotions, thoughts, feelings, and experiences that you can replenish it with the right thoughts, experiences, and positive outcomes that you and your loved ones shared together. We are at our most powerful the moment we no longer need to be powerful. Being vulnerable is being human. Forgiveness is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength. When people are hurting, it should touch our hearts. It should prompt action. Such groaning from the soul can only be satisfied when you actively move towards those who are hurting. As A.W. Tozer so rightly said, keep your feet on the ground. But let your heart soar as high as it will. We're living in very difficult and challenging times with coronavirus and COVID-19, as well as the riots and the protests erupting across the US. We really have to keep our cool, and we have to be okay with being vulnerable. Many times we need to change our attitude and we need to focus on what we can control, which are the controllables, and let everything else go by. Attitude is the mind's paintbrush. It can color any situation. That's a quote by Barbara Johnson. Life is too short to be serious all the time. Think of yourself on the threshold of unparalleled success. A whole, clear, glorious life lies before you. That's Andrew Carnegie. Be patient. Our prayers are always answered, but not always on the day we'd like them to be. It's God's plan and not yours. It's God's timeline and not yours. It's your action, though, so go ahead and take action and leave the rest in God's hands. Always pray to have eyes that see the best in people, a heart that forgives the worst, a mind that forgets the bad, and a soul that never loses faith in God. Take the higher ground. Develop an attitude of caring, of forgiveness, and selflessness. Human nature is to be selfish and think first for oneself. Everyone and everything around us is all about putting us as individuals first. We live in a very individualistic society, and as a result, focusing on the other person instead of on ourselves is counterintuitive and foreign to us. However, when we put the other person first and do good without any expectation of a return, when we give first instead of receiving, and when we develop an attitude of servant leadership, that is when good things will start happening. We can each make a difference in our own small yet significant way. Human nature expects to be appreciated and recognized when we do something good and help someone out. But with expectation comes disappointment when the other person does not reciprocate in the way we were expecting them to. But if you do good because that is the right thing to do and not because of thinking of what you will get in return, then you are filled with an amazing feeling of contentment, joy, and happiness. That in turn puts you in a mindset of gratitude, thankfulness, and sets in motion a positive, self-perpetuating reinforcement cycle that feeds on itself and continues to shower you with inner peace, balance, harmony, and fulfillment. When people are hurting, it should touch our hearts. It should prompt action. Such groaning from the soul can only be satisfied when you actively move towards those who are hurting. We must deliberately and consciously train our mind to think this way and train our actions and behaviors to emanate from a position of serving, giving, and selflessness. Try it. It works. And you'll be amazed at how great you will feel. In the beginning, it may seem unnatural, but stick with it. Sometimes losing something is the only way to show you how important it was. When you are grateful, you cannot be anxious at the same time. That's why it is critical to develop an attitude of gratitude and thankfulness. It's very easy to compare yourself to the other person and feel bad about how you're falling short. Don't do that. Instead, thank God for what you have, for your blessings, for your health, for your job, for your family. There are many people due to COVID-19 who have lost everything. When you have that attitude of thankfulness, and you wake up every day with that, you cannot be anxious anymore. So that is in your hands. You cannot control the change. You cannot impact why COVID-19 happened and why the riots took place and what the protests are all about. You cannot impact that. What you can impact is your reaction to that change. So please take a look at what you can do. We can all make a difference in our own way. We don't have to wait for institutions to change or to make a difference. We can, in our own individual basis. We can make a difference in our communities, in our neighborhoods, with our family, with our friends. Start today. Start small and be consistent. Take action. Even the best goals without action are useless. So to conclude, don't hide your vulnerability. You don't need to wear a mask and pretend to be somebody that you're not. Wear a mask because of the COVID-19 virus, not because you're trying to portray a different image to who you are. Have an attitude of gratefulness. Be thankful. Stop comparing yourself with others. Compare yourself with who you were yesterday and get better one step at a time and keep moving forward. Thank you. This is Sal Selly. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.